It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What working from home does to the ecosystem of building new retail and office space. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the White House is sending $300 million in new military aid to Ukraine. That's despite the fact that a bill to provide more to Ukraine is stuck in the House of Representatives. Where they now got the money is a teachable moment. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The aid is in the form of munitions as Ukraine tries to hold off battlefield advances by a better-stocked Russian military. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the money comes from previous congressional funding.
When we sent Ukraine weapons last year, we negotiated contracts to replenish those weapons in U.S. stockpiles. Those contracts came in under budget, so we have a modest amount of funding available.
In other words, the White House is using cost savings to provide stopgap military support, which Ukraine urgently needs.
When Russian troops advance and its guns fire, Ukraine does not have enough ammunition to fire back. That's costing terrain. It's costing lives.
Meanwhile, an additional $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, which has enough support in both parties to pass, remains stuck in the House, with Republican leadership refusing to put a bill up for a vote. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
People work a lot from home now, right? Less office space is needed, distressing building owners. Loans for commercial real estate may not get paid back, making life hard at some regional banks that hold the loans. Real estate companies, banks, and this morning, let's talk about the folks who design and build office space and other commercial real estate. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Manny Rodriguez runs Revolution Workshop, a training program for minority workers to enter the Chicago building trades. So he sees the construction economy from the ground floor up.
Look at how many cranes are in the sky, right? There's probably two cranes in the downtown area. It's a little scary because that's a lot of the work.
Demand for Revolution Workshop's construction graduates was booming until the middle of last year.
We really saw a dip in private development, a lot of projects that we thought were going to get kicked off, and then kind of got to a screeching halt.
At least the market for million-dollar homes is still hot.
High-end residential, obviously, that hasn't slowed. But commercial towers, high-end residential towers, that has all stopped.
Economist Michael Gukas at industry tracking firm Construct Connect is seeing a similar trend nationwide.
We're seeing many more projects that are being abandoned. And I think that much of that has to do with the financial markets.
Interest rates are high and credit's tight. But not all commercial construction's doing poorly, says Richard Branch at Dodge Construction Network.
Things like K-12 schools, laboratories, life science buildings, data centers, manufacturing in there as well, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act as well as the CHIPS Act, they're all doing very well.
But he says office construction will probably be in the doldrums until interest rates start falling and maybe more folks leave home and go back to work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Time to take the Marketplace economic pulse, views from a range of perspectives. As the pandemic eased, people have gone back to traditional gyms. The International Health Racket and Sports Club Association finds usage up more than 8% last year worldwide. What is this doing to, or doing for, a business model built on remote rather than in-gym fitness? Jeff Witherspoon is a retired Army officer who got his MBA, who then founded what's called E2M Fitness, stands for Eager to Motivate. Mr. Witherspoon, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, when you're thinking a fitness program that you don't have to go to a gym, but even if you went to a gym, I think of paying monthly.
Yes, going to a gym, you're going to end up paying subscription fees, but I have people do an 8-week program where they pay me once and they never pay me again. I've had people that I've trained 3 or 4 years ago and they haven't paid me since, and I've still been training them today.
Well, how can you grow the business if people pay just this one time?
My whole thing behind my business model is the referrals, the word of mouth. And that just brings in new clients to me over and over again.
As a former Army colonel, during these workouts, are you in people's faces, drill instructor style, kicking butt?
Unfortunately, no. You know, I think there's so many ways to execute fitness, but I'm more the encouraging trainer.
Tell me about when you realized that you wanted to go to business school. I mean, given your long experience as a military officer, you figured somehow that business school was still worth it.
Yes, I knew that the military wasn't going to be forever for me. So I decided to go after my MBA at William & Mary.
Are you running into what I would call the Peloton effect? A lot of people jumped into online fitness during the height of pandemic, but as pandemic eased, some people either wanted to go to a place where they worked out with other actual humans. But using your company as a barometer right now, what are you seeing?
I think all fitness companies are seeing that Peloton effect. When online fitness was important to people to stay fit during the pandemic, people felt community by being a part of Peloton or being a part of my program. And now that the country's opened up, there is a little bit less of a focus on health and a little bit less on fitness. Our number two source of clients comes from doctors. That's really how we're surviving that slump from the pandemic hype. When somebody goes to their doctor and their doctor says, hey, you need to be a little bit healthy, they don't have a plan to give them. Now, because I actually train thousands of doctors, those doctors know exactly what plan to prescribe to them.
Now, tell me about the biggest obstacle you faced when starting or growing.
It was hard to convince people that I really am giving them exactly what I say, because internet becomes a little bit salesy or gimmicky. It's a new challenge for me to convince them that I'm the real deal.
Taking the economic pulse today from the vantage point of an entrepreneur, Jeff Witherspoon, founder and CEO of E2M Fitness. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
The Marketplace Economic Pulse, regular checkups from a range of perspectives. There's more at our online portal, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.